You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Good morning. It's June 14th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11, verses 6 through 8. And they read, "And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs.'" You know, what a strange story. And to tell it basically right after he gets done teaching his disciples how to pray. You know, so what is he teaching them? And I think the key phrase in this story is, "yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs." So what's Jesus saying? You know, I think he's telling them that, you know, even for a friend, you wouldn't get out of bed to give them food in the middle of the night. The man says, "I'm in bed. I can't get up and get you anything." You know, he's basically telling his friend, "I'm in bed. Don't bother me." Yet, because of the friend's impudence, and some translations will say persistence, but I really like the word impudence here because it kind of means like insolence or rudeness or gall, you know, like the gall of his friend that won't leave. He'll get up and get him what he asks, get him something. And I think he's painting a picture that just because your friend shows up at night and asks you for something, you know, you'd probably say no. But if that friend is relentless, insolent, persistent, not willing to accept no for an answer, well, you'll get up and you'll go get him what he asked just to get rid of him.
Yeah, and Jesus is our friend, and whatever we ask in his name, God will do. So being persistent shows our faith that God will give us those good things that we ask of. And persistence is faith, just like the Canaanite woman in Matthew 15, verses 22 through 28. She was persistent even after Jesus didn't answer her at first. And then his disciples tell him to send her away. Then Jesus tells a woman he was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. She then worships him after these rejections. She doesn't even lose faith. Jesus then replies, "It is not good to take the children's bread and toss it to the little dogs." Instead of being offended and going away sad, she still has faith. She agrees with him and says, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And Jesus says, "Oh woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." So do we have that faith, which is acted out in persistence? Even if we don't get what we ask for in this life, we'll be rewarded for our faith in the next life. But I just wanted to point out that the things these people are asking in the verses we talk about, it's for the good of others, is to bless someone else. These are not selfish prayers.
Absolutely. And that's an important thing to note. And I do really like the story of the Canaanite woman here with this other verse. You know, you could get offended, and so many in our culture today would, and they would just go away. You know, you could get impatient or discouraged and go away. You know, or you could stay and be persistent, ignoring how you feel and trust that you're doing what God has asked you to do. So is what you're asking for important enough to be persistent? Is it important enough to annoy your friend, as the verse says? If so, then stay. Trust that God is who he says he is and will do what he says he will do. You know, if your prayer isn't that important, well, maybe you need to change what you're praying for.
Our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 45, verses 6 through 7. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
And our proverb comes from Proverbs 14, verse 2. Whoever walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.